Number one for the north of Scotland, this is MFO. Good morning, it's Gino Breakfast. Grace is here too. Good
morning.
Some scattered showers around the north of Scotland, going to turn windy at times to chance of thunder. In between that, sunny spells, high of 17 Celsius. Are you waking up this morning to the news that the UK has voted to leave the EU? And breaking news right now, David Cameron has announced his resignation following the vote as Prime Minister. He says it's a national interest, currently setting a timetable at it for his stepping down. He's already seemingly spoke to the Queen and said that he's no longer willing to be a Prime Minister. Kayleigh's got more on that and all the other reactions to the EU vote. That's on the way at 8:30. So you're probably wondering why we're playing the Red Hot Chili Peppers Can't Stop, because this is the walk-in fight music for Gary the Highlander Cornish. Hello, Gary.
All right, bud.
How are you?
Good, thanks, you?
I'm great, thank you. I'm intimidated. Have you grown since the last time I spoke to you?
Maybe got a wee bit wider.
How tall are you?
6'7".
How heavy are you? Like, what's your weight?
Just now I'm sitting about 18.5 stone.
How did you bulk out so much?
It was probably about 2 years ago. I couldn't get past 16.5 stone. I spoke to my coach and he gave me an eating plan. Loads of food, but good food, you know.
Yeah.
No cheesecakes.
No. Rice pudding, isn't it?
Was it?
Yeah. But, loads of chicken, rice, pasta. I don't know, you know, the Tupperware boxes you get, they're probably about that size. It was six of them a day.
Do you have to force yourself to eat?
By the time nighttime came, you know, I was actually bulking when I was eating.
Oh, no!
Where do you go training? Because we went out recently for a jog. We went under the sort of bridge at North Keswick.
Yeah, we do the mass quite a lot, you know. Cycle up sometimes, run up sometimes. Never gets easy.
Because you train like all day. You're like up at like, when we're up at like the crack of dawn,
yeah.
And then you do a couple hours in the gym, and then you're a joiner, so you work full time, and then you're back in the gym at night.
IBI joiners, they give me a wee bit of sponsorship as well, which is a big help.
And that is the main thing, really. I mean, you've got a few, I noticed you've got a few sort of sponsors. Scots Larder, they've got involved.
They're helping out a lot with nutritional. The sponsors I got are really, really a big help, you know. I've got HIS as well. This month, McLeod Roofing came in and gave me a hand as well, which was a big help.
So if you want to sponsor Gary, get in touch, yeah.
Yeah, it'll be a big help.
Look at the size of his arms. Your arms.
I know, I'm right beside
it. Looking at your bicep, and it's wider than Gracie's head. That's just amazing. Right, talking about training, you've been in camp because you got a fight.
We got a phone call a few months ago saying that we got the Commonwealth title shot again. Joshua had it, and obviously when he won the world title, he's vacated it. So a former manager told him I wanted a couple of warm-up fights.
Now, this guy you're fighting, is it Mazarek?
Thomas Mazarek.
Mazarek, right. So you fought him before.
It's probably one of my best performances, to be honest. I don't think he really hit me. I was moving about nicely, keeping him away. He was a tough guy. I stopped him in the seventh.
If there's any wee ones want to take up boxing, want to follow in your footsteps, why would you encourage it?
It gives you a lot of discipline, you know. Probably when I was a kid, I was a bit wayward, so it gives you a lot of discipline. Beat you in the straight and narrow. Doesn't just teach you boxing, teaches you everything, really.
Right, okay, good luck. Gary, thanks for popping in.
No worries.
Gary Cornish, he popped in the other day before he headed into Glasgow. He weighed in for tonight's fight yesterday at exactly 18 stone. Good luck to Gary as he fights Thomas Manzik tonight in Glasgow.
MFR. Your music, your life.
Gino Breakfast, 8:30 now with all the latest news and sport headlines. Let's go over to Kayleigh at MFR News.